before we jump into the newest season of Modcast, we're sharing a special episode that the Aboriginal Sexual Health Podcast recorded for our Up Close exhibition. Here's your heads up that Dominique and Sasha are talking all things sex and pleasure, so this might not be an episode for everyone. Enjoy.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good.
So I just want to welcome the listeners, the people who are listening right now, to a mini episode of the Ash Podcast. We are a podcast about Aboriginal sexual health, and we're doing this for Mod Gallery and their exhibition Up Close, and we're going to be exploring one of the themes of pleasure and touch.
My name is Sasha. I'm a Bowen Dick woman. I live here on Kaurna land. I am a sex worker. I have been for the past 5 years. I also occasionally write, and I'm also studying linguistics at the moment.
And I'm Dominic Guerrera. I'm a Ngunnawal Kaurna person, and I've worked 16 years in Aboriginal health, including, or predominantly, around sexual health and harm minimization and health promotion. And I'm also a writer and a poet, photographer, and a emerging farmer. So, starting a little farm, market garden farm. Nice. And yeah, we host this little podcast, the Ash Podcast. I think when it comes to pleasurable touch, that people always, well, not always, but people tend to focus on things like penetrative sex, so like anal sex, vaginal sex, or even oral sex, and think that they are the like pinnacle of pleasurable touch, when the truth is that there is multiple ways of experiencing pleasure through the act of touching.
Yeah, the focus is always on the end result, like coming, and like not the process of how you get there, you know? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
And I think porn has had a very big impact on that, like in the way that it's shaped certain people's, like not all porn, obviously, because there's some really fucking great porn out there. And also television and stuff, like we see a script of how sex is performed, and we think we have to emulate that or replicate it, and it actually is not how human sex takes place, and it's so varied and so different. And at the end of the day, it's like whatever is getting you off and the people that you're sleeping with or having sex with, I should say, that's what matters. And pleasurable touch can be achieved multiple ways. And that doesn't even just mean orgasm.
I think for me, with sex work, a lot of the sex I am having is like kind of scripted in a way, like as in I have a routine and that's usually pretty much how it goes. And I'm very like, I'm going to do this thing now and I'm going to do this thing now. Would you like me to do this thing now? You know, it's like, and that's how it all goes. You know, it is kind of, it's scripted in my head and I have a routine. And
I think one of the things that I always hear about sex workers is like that they hate their job and that there can't be any pleasure sought from the act of it.
Yeah. So,
for me, it's like a chef cooking in the kitchen. And they're cooking meals all the time. But they can still sit down and enjoy one of their meals.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree. I think at the end of the day, it is work. But, you know, that doesn't mean there, you know, are occasional bookings where I am having a lot of fun.
Mm.
That's not always because of the sex component as well. Just because, like, I'm getting along with the client and we're having a good time. You know, I feel like there's a thing where I have to constantly, you know, talk about how much I enjoy work, how much fun I'm having. And if I even say like, oh, you know, that client, like I wasn't having a good time, you know, then it's like sex work is bad.
Well, doctors see bad patients.
Yeah. You know,
but they still do their damn job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's any of us don't have to like the people we interact with in our jobs, but it's our jobs.
Yeah. And if I don't, like if I don't 100% like it and I'm having the best time ever, then it's like, oh, sex work is bad and sex work shouldn't exist. And it's like, no.
No.
Yeah.
It's damaging you. You won't be able to experience pleasurable touch in the future, Sasha. We're being sarcastic, obviously.
Yeah.
I think like one big thing is people not listening to their bodies and not listening into their bodies. And that's what when I talk about like porn and this hypersexual world that we live in, that some people lose the ability to tune into themselves and what they want as opposed to what they're being told. And I don't have a problem with the hypersexual world, but I feel like people need, we've come out of a really repressed attitudes to sexuality. And I still think there is a lot of repression. And we haven't just created genuine space where people can sit and talk about sex and about pleasure and what people find pleasurable and not be ashamed or embarrassed by it. So, you know, I think there's a lot of like liberation that's still taking place around this. And I think that's really great. You know, like I was reading something the other day about men who like their wives to peg them. For people who don't know what that is, it's like strapping on a dildo and the wife or female partner strapping on a dildo and fucking their male partner. I mean, I think pegging is not gendered, but I was reading about it in this gendered way. And it was really great to see that there are men who are loving that and wanting that. So, yeah, more exploration and more liberation of what you want done to you or what you want to do to yourself. I think one thing that we don't talk about is experimentation. And I think that we shouldn't always close ourselves off from the possibilities of experimenting in different things. And I'm not saying that you should go out and do things that make you feel uncomfortable, but listen to yourself and listen to your body about whether that intrigues you. You know, I think it's really important that at the center of every one of these conversations we're having, we need to remember like consent.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is a very thick line. And if you don't have consent, then it's not touch, it's abuse. And viewing touch is like so many times I've heard people like say like consent interrupts the flow, and it's like, well, if there's a flow, that's probably consent. You know, like if you and your partner are into it, but also like there are ways to dress up consent to make it sexy. Saying things and incorporating consent in that language and incorporating it into those actions is quite easy.
Around like making like consent like sound sexy.
Yeah.
But like I'm very blunt with clients when it comes to asking them things about what they want to do, you know, because you have to have your boundaries in place when you're working.
I think one of the most powerful things of touch is the intimacy that you can create between people. And when I first hooked up with someone post-COVID, it was like really like hyper intimacy, because it was like the first time that both of us had sex with a person for several months. And that kind of anticipation and building and just really made like a big spark. And it was really great. Like I know we're using like a lot of like gooey terms, you know, lovey-dovey terms, but if we take the pretentiousness out of it, they're actually beautiful things to feel,
mm-hmm.
and pleasurable things to feel, and sexy things to feel, and like, that's great. That's really dope to feel those things.
There's also a monetized value that can be placed on touch. With, you know, sex work in general is, you know, getting paid for touch, but then there are different, like, parts of the body that, you know, you can charge different amounts for that, you know, that aren't included in the standard service. So, you know, like, you know, kissing, for example, mm-hmm. Fingering, every sex work is different. Any part of the body the client would like to touch, you know, you can charge what you feel it's worth. I think you can also be close with someone without physical touch.
Mm.
For, you know, like things like mutual masturbation.
Mm.
You're still with someone, but you aren't necessarily touching each other. Things like phone sex, online forms of sex like camming, even a lot of stripping is not necessarily always touch based.
They, you know, it's about like, and that's why like there's an art to those things, because they're and a skill set mm-hmm. that you have to know how to stimulate that person
mm-hmm.
With whatever it is that you're doing. And I find camming to be like, really, to be honest, like I find it so boring. Like I've done it a few times and just like, not paid camming, no, but okay, like like sex over camera.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And can we still call that camming? Anyways.
It's...
What is that called?
It's...
Video sex?
Yeah.
All right. Cam yeah. sex?
Yeah. I mean, camming,
I feel like I don't
want to
co-opt the term.
Yeah. Camming... The term camming has like, you know, that... Well, I think it's a sex worker term. I don't yeah. know. Other people probably disagree. I don't know. But
yeah,
I'm very protective of
yeah,
sex
exactly.
worker words. And
that's why you were looking at me and then you're like, what?
Don't yeah, I was like, I didn't know about this.
no, like I've had sex yeah. on camera.
Video.
Over camera.
Yeah.
That, you know, wasn't paid. So therefore it's not sex work. But I found it really boring because mm-hmm. it was like, you know, I just don't like the performing element
mm-hmm.
and I really do love the element of physical touch,
mm-hmm.
but also I've had really great phone sex where mm-hmm. like, yeah, like you have, to, I think like camming, you have to do other things other than like, you're not just pleasuring yourself for that person the way,
mm-hmm.
you know, you do when you're on the phone. You can just keep playing with yourself really
yeah.
while the person you are talking, but camming, you might have to like do things that aren't actually pleasurable for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I find all the things that like, you know, like in intimate sex, like physical sex,
mm-hmm.
I find all the things that even if I'm not receiving pleasure, like I still find pleasurable to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But on camming, I found it really boring. So
yeah.
it was just like, not for me.
Mm.
Well, yeah. Close the laptop.
Yeah. I mean, I did camming for a month.
Yeah.
And it wasn't for me, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah.
It's hard work.
Oh, yeah.
To keep someone, like, occupied or like, mm-hmm. interested. And mm-hmm. you're like, having to do all these things. And
yeah.
Yeah. But the for sex workers, it's like a whole other thing because you've got to, like, fill out the time and you can't like
mm-hmm.
just
yeah.
go to full nudity or go to sex acts on yourself straight away.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
like you've got to like, it's a show you're mm-hmm. putting on and you've got to like slowly step
yeah,
it out.
I'm not good with the performance stuff. Like that's why I like brothel work. Like I literally, as soon as they walk into the room, I'm like closed straight off, like, and just like ready on the bed. I'm like, all right,
Let's
get to it. Like, there's no show beforehand. It's, yeah. yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I also, like, think about strippers and just how incredible the amount of energy that they have. Because live work, like, mm-hmm. stage work is, anytime you're on stage, it's physically, mentally mm-hmm. draining. And they just fucking kill it. Mm-hmm. So kudos to all of the people doing it through these non-touch mediums.
Like, for clients, for example, there are clients that like that. You know, they prefer the phone, the online, the stripping, because, you know, that's intimate to them. Exactly. So I think, camming, like, online stuff is usually, and like phone stuff is usually, price per minute. So
you have a control over
it. Depends how long you stay for, I guess. I don't know, because it's like, I'm trying to remember what the rates were when I was camming, and I honestly don't remember. It's like a couple of dollars a minute.
Yeah.
So I haven't worked out the math. I don't know, like, what, you know, if I did half an hour camming at a couple of minutes per hour, as opposed to what I make it work in an hour. I haven't done the math, so I don't actually know what.
And that's the thing, is like, you can actually disengage as the client and as the worker much quicker.
With brothel work?
No, with camming and, well, like, brothel work, if you want to shut down the situation with a client,
mm-hmm.
that might take a little bit to elbow
grease them. Yeah, true, yeah.
What's your favorite, I don't know,
pleasure thing? Yeah. Is that where you're going with this?
Like, we're ended on something.
What brings me the most pleasure?
Yeah.
Money.
I love money too.
I don't know. let me have a think. I don't know how much I want to tell you.
No, you don't have to, like, go.
Is that what you were
intimate.
Asking?
You don't have to go full intimate. Okay. Like,
I don't know. See, I like lots of different things, and it really depends on the mood I am in and in the day. Like, I actually, there's lots of different things I like, and it depends, what I'm into that day. Like, something that I'm enjoying this day might not be something I'm going to feel like doing tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know? So.
And that's the thing, is like, sex can be, it's so temperamental to medications, to mental well-being, to fucking a pandemic taking place, to the environment you're in, to the people you're wanting to fuck, to everything. Mm-hmm. Like, whether people want to fuck you, that's the other thing, you know? Mm. Like, there is just so many contributing factors to the type of sex that you're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I just think, like, stop putting pressure on yourself. Just have fun and be welcoming of what may come.
Come.
But don't, but also don't let people push over your boundaries too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Respect people's boundaries.
Yes.
Well, thank you for listening. Yeah. This has been a lot of fun. And we hope that you enjoy the rest of the exhibition.
Yeah. Thank you. I hope it's been enjoyable listening. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Stop centering whiteness in sexuality. All right. Knockin'.
Woo-woo.
Thanks again to the Ash Podcast for that episode. Modcast Season 4 is just a few weeks away. We're very excited to show you what we've got in store. We'll talk to you then.